There was a big protest at Garfield High School yesterday. Man, I tell you what, school protests? Do the kids and teachers spend any time in class? They're always out protesting something. Why are they doing it during school hours? Yesterday, there's a librarian standing outside of Garfield with a bunch of students, and he wants tax hikes to protect his job because they're going to make big cuts in some of the positions like his, apparently, because they say the schools don't have enough money. The schools don't have enough money because the teachers' union hijacked the taxpayers for gigantic, unsustainable raises, and they knew that they were going to be screwing over their coworkers, but they didn't care. The greed of the teachers' union towards kids, towards coworkers, towards taxpayers, it is unbelievable. So anyway, this guy's standing outside of Garfield, and he is, I think it was King Five that was out there.
I'm Tyson Monzine. I'm the librarian here at Garfield, and I'm one of also the positions that's being impacted by the budget. I'm only going to be here half-time next year. What that means, a half-time librarian to support 1,500 students seems unacceptable. I don't only support the 1,500 students, but I support all the staff.
Okay, it's not good audio, but he says that he's going to be cut back to half-time next year. Now, let's analyze why. Because the simplistic pitch that is always given by these school employees and that is all too often aided and abetted by the media is that we just need to raise taxes. That's the basis of why there's an unconstitutional income tax proposal in Olympia right now. It's to fully fund schools. It's for the children. Come on. So I looked up this guy's salary, Tyson Manzine. He's so new at Garfield that we don't have his current salary. But a year ago, he worked over in the Kitsap School District. Or it was the Kitsap Sun that had this him in the database, at least. So last year, Tyson Manzine, his salary was almost $80,000 a year. $78,610. Insurance, the taxpayers pay $11,000 for his insurance. Mandatory benefits, you and I pay $18,000 for other mandatory benefits. Add it all up. Salary and benefits, this guy makes $108,000 tax dollars a year. Now, maybe you think that's just about right for a school librarian. I don't think we need to raise our taxes. The only reason his job is in any danger is because his colleagues in the hallways of Garfield High School and throughout the Seattle School District, they had such naked greed for gigantic raises that there was no funding source for. I told you throughout that entire ridiculous process last fall that the strategy was to get these raises and then to go whining to Olympia and say, well, we don't have enough money to pay the teachers. We have to raise taxes. We have a budget shortfall. It was a very carefully calculated strategy, and I told you this a million times as strike after strike was unfolding last fall. So, I don't know. You tell me. You're a taxpayer. $108,000 in salary and benefits. $80,000 in salary, about $28,000 in benefits. Is that enough? You think maybe that's adequate for a high school librarian? I know you got to have a master's to be a librarian. I'm not disparaging the job. I just happen to believe that if we're giving him $108,000 at a very young age, he's a young guy. I don't know how long he's been out of school. Oh, he got his master's in 2014. So he hasn't been in the gig for more than 5 years. So Is that enough? 108,000? We need to raise our taxes so that we can make sure that we give even more money to our understaffed and underfunded schools. What a load of manufactured nonsense.